This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Getting up, getting out, or only just getting home? It's Joy Weekend Breakfast.
And now, finally, we can get hold of one half of the Crush Club all the way from the US of A. A very good morning and welcome to Joy, TC Milan.
Hello.
Welcome to Joy 94.9, TC. It was worth the wait.
That's such a lovely reception, so thank you for the applause.
TC, I've got to say, I listened to your brand new track, Bahama, last week, and the only one word I can use to describe it is infectious. It is so much fun.
Wow. Yeah, I heard that you guys were playing it a bunch, that it's heavily in rotation, and that's so exciting for us because we love Australia so much. And so just to know that, yeah, that it's bumping over the airwaves over there gives us so much joy.
Well, we are the only queer radio station in Australia. And the queer community, it's fair to say, has absolutely embraced this track. We love it.
Ah, amazing. I mean, that's the best news ever. So, I mean, if the queer people love it, you know, our people, then that's usually a good sign.
It's a really good sign. And so it's on our daily playlist. We're playing it on rotation, like you say, all the way through the day. But other stuff I got to talk to you about, TC. You've got some of your music on the brand new Queer as Folk reboot. How did that happen?
Oh, my God. That, honestly, like, you know, we do get, like, some syncs with our music on different TV shows and movies and stuff. But, yeah, occasionally a sync happens that just feels like a dream come true. And obviously, like, I love the UK Queer as Folk. I love the US, the first US reboot. And then now I'm watching this one. And yeah, it's just like my favorite TV, like, franchise. And we just have a great publisher out here, Third Side, and they totally embraced, like, our queerness. And they always have in mind, like, you know, exactly where we want our music placed. So this was just one of those, like, match made in heaven situations. So, and it was great because I'm watching it with my boyfriend right now, and we were like, oh wow, they actually played the song for like 20 seconds, like no dialogue on top of it, just them like dancing and like, you know, making out and, you know, strippers. And I was like, yes, this is it. Like, this is like the think
that must
of, like,
be
your
that
dream,
that know? Must be wild, because I imagine, you know, the process goes through where they decide to use the song, and you guys know that that's going to happen, but then as you are watching it, so are we. It's just dropped here in Australia as well. It must be wild for you to actually see what they've done visually around the music.
Yeah, it is. It's so fun. Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, because we have zero input. And so it's like the best part to like see exactly, you're right, like exactly what they did with it, how they used it, and interpreted the song, and they nailed it, obviously.
Off the back of something as successful as it looks like Queer as Folk is going to be, does that open up doors for you, and what have you got planned for the future?
Yeah, I mean, so the thing with like these things on these TV shows, my hope is that like viewers are there and they're wondering like, oh my God, what was that track? And then, you know, Shazamming it or doing whatever, researching to see what it was. And then hopefully that can just sort of organically build our audience, the people that listen to us, so that we can really do what we love to do the most, which is play more live, DJ, perform live, sing, and like kind of just keep on touring the world and seeing more places and meeting more fans.
So TC,
that's what it does.
Are you going to be, I read something on your socials that say maybe you could be performing next week as part of Pride Month in New York. Is that on the cards?
It is. We are performing at three different parties in New York next week. And the first party is called Pat. And it's, if you guys remember that female queer band, La Tigra, mm-hmm. from like back in the day.
Yeah.
JD, who is their drummer, she throws this party called Pat, and it's literally like my favorite party in the entire world. And it's really small. It's like a couple hundred people jammed into a little room, and it's like the best vibe in the whole world. And I've been going to it for like a decade. And this is the first time that we're actually getting to play the main stage of that party. So that's going to be pretty epic. And then also there's kind of a rising star named Ty Sunderland, who's kind of taking over gay nightlife in the U.S. And he throws a party annually there as well, called Love Prism. So we're doing that party as well, and it's going to be just a bunch of like incredible DJs and obviously good vibes, and it's going to close out the Sunday of New York Pride. So we're looking forward to that as well.
Hey, TC, with all of, you know, I don't know what it's like over there, but over here, we're definitely kind of returning to some semblance of normal, and we're able to get around and travel and go to gigs and go to shows. So with your shows in New York, are you gonna plan to head down under and play live here? Because you can.
Oh my God. You know what? So I sometimes sing with, do you guys know Miami Horror? They're from Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've kind of stepped in for their frontman for some of their shows. And I was actually with them, right before lockdown in Australia. And I was DJing as Crush Club in a few of the cities. So I got to like taste it and taste like the nightlife there. And it was so like in Brisbane and Melbourne, like, and, yeah, it really is like definitely on our list of places to go. Obviously it's a bit of a trek, but yeah, if we could string together, you know, some great nights, I think that, yeah, we'll definitely come.
Well, you know,
and you guys are obviously helping with that.
So yeah. World Pride is next March in Sydney. So that gives you months to plan. You know, you could do World Pride here in Sydney and then Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide, Perth. I'll sort it out.
I mean, we could even just like jump on a boat and get there by March.
That's so true. TC, we're running out of time, but just give us a quick understanding of how fabulous Amazonian Rockstar is and that vocal. Are they going to be performing with you?
Amazonian Rockstar is, yes, like the best vocalist, one of the best performers I've ever seen and experienced on stage. And yeah, whenever we go on tour live, they will be there because, yeah, it's not Crush Club without Amazonian Rockstar. So fabulous. So fierce.
Oh, that's fantastic. Do us a quick favor, TC. We're going to play the song out in a second. Can you just give us a quick tag that we can use here at the radio station just to say, I'm TC Milan from Crush Club. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, what's up? This is TC Milan of Crush Club, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.